Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is my favorite time when we get to talk with our Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Emily Bivens. Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Yes, thank you. I always get super excited. You always point it out, too. I'm like just stoked to talk about the chamber.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of things happening with the chamber. Very excited to talk about all the different ribbon cuttings, business after hours, and of course, Buffalo Days, which is later this month. But let's kick off here first, Emily, with a couple of business after hours. Recently, Country Gardens. You guys were there, right?
Yeah, we were over there, and thank goodness we had good weather. We were out. We were able to be outside, and it was a really fun evening networking. They gave away some really cool door prizes, some flower pots, and different things like that. So that was really fun. We have one coming up on July 11th. It's a Thursday. We'll be over at the Jamestown Speedway. So that'll be another unique one. It'll be fun. I believe they're going to have some race cars out there and some drivers on hand. I don't know if anybody will get a ride in a race car, but you will get to see them and learn more about the Speedway. So that'll be really fun. And then later on in the month, we'll be down at Remax Now for Business After Hours, and we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for them and premium property management for their new location. So that's on the 30th, but the most the one coming up here will be July 11th.
July 11th for the Speedway. And Emily, I guess we've never really ever gotten into this before, but if a business wants to do business after hours and they qualify to do so, what are some ways that they get signed up to do business after hours?
Yeah, so the main qualification is you need to be a chamber member. but otherwise, you can contact the chamber office. We can send you the whole checklist of what that entails and what we're responsible for, what you're responsible for, all that kind of stuff. And we can pick a date and get you set up.
Yeah, so. and they can be a new business, or they could be a business that's been around 50 plus years as long as they're a chamber member.
Yep. The Jamestown Speedway obviously has been a staple in Jamestown for quite a while and a longstanding chamber member, and they're hosting the next one. And so it's very fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Again, that's July 11th for the Jamestown Speedway. And then ribbon cuttings, you brought that up a little bit with the new premium property they're moving. They're going to be doing a ribbon cutting, and there's a couple other ones as well that you guys did.
So along with premium property, we'll have Remax Now also. They're both in the same location. And then we were recently over at Loyson Eye Care. They did an extensive renovation of their building. It's beautiful in there. If you haven't had the chance to stop by and look at all the unique design that they did, it's really cool in there. So we had a ribbon cutting for them. And then, we have two coming up at the end of the month. If you are a new business in town, or you recently did a remodel, you changed names, any of that kind of stuff, we'd be happy to help you out with a ribbon cutting and increase your brand awareness within the community.
Well, and that's something, again, Emily Bivens joining us right now from the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. That's something that is kind of like that added bonus with that. They get the ribbon cutting, but you get that extra exposure through the chamber and through other media outlets.
Yes. Yeah. We send that to you. We send that to all the media in our community and help get the word out. So.
And that chamber newsletter.
Yes,
we want people to get that. That's awesome. I love reading the newsletter. So lots of things happening, ribbon cuttings, the new businesses, business after hours, remodels. It all goes through the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Another big, huge event that goes through the Chamber of Commerce is Buffalo Days, and we're so, so close.
Yeah, along with a lot of community partners,
Absolutely, yes.
Jamestown Tourism being one of the main ones. We helped put on our big community celebration with Buffalo Days. The Chamber itself, we are hosting the parade on the 27th and also the vendors in the park that afternoon. So if you want to be a vendor or you want to float in the parade, contact the Chamber. We can get you hooked up with those. You can do those online at jamestownchamber.com, but feel free to call us if you have questions. But yeah, there are a lot of other events going on. It's going to kick off with the downtown art market that Thursday night. Friday, there's going to be some sidewalk sales downtown. Gun and Reel, I believe, is one of the locations of those. Then, of course, always Saturday morning, you got the fire department having their big pancake breakfast, and they have a couple guys making balloon animals and stuff. That's always a really fun time. Track is going to have a 5K race. Then, of course, the parade. There's a big carnival going up at the Frontier Village, so be sure to stop up there.
Yeah.
The County Courthouse is going to have stuff going on. Fort Seward. There's always a big party down in McElroy Park. Jamestown Inflatables will be down there this year. So, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I could go on and on and on about all these great events. But the main thing is Saturday, July 27th. That is the main event. But there's also a few things going on the days leading up to it. So,
well, and thank you for pointing out, by the way. I didn't want to make sure, you know, Chamber does a lot with it, but there is a lot of people that make it possible.
Yeah, we only do a few events and the rest, I mean, there are so many community partners and that's what it's all about, this big celebration, celebrating our community and all the great people and all the great things going on in it.
Yeah, it is so fun. If you're not from Jamestown, make plans to be in Jamestown at least that weekend with the parade, with all the things happening at McElroy Park, like Emily said, and that schedule is available. People can find it all over the place. It's on Jamestown calendar. It's on our website. We just want people to get involved. And is there a cutoff date for the parade floats at all, Emily? Are you guys kind of...
No, it is free to be in the parade, awesome. But we just want a kind of a head count beforehand. The parade does tend to get a bit large, so we did switch up the route a little bit. They'll leave McElroy Park and then go over to First Avenue, go up First Avenue, but on the way back, they're coming down on 3rd, not 2nd, because there's still floats leaving the park as some are already coming back.
Oh,
so we're trying to mitigate some of that congestion down there. It'll be a really fun event. First Avenue is the best place to set up to see the parade.
Yeah. And people set up, like, I've seen people set up there 2 hours before they want to get prime position and... we want people to get involved with it, but make sure you have plans to be downtown Jamestown for that and all the things that are going on. And Emily, if people have questions about the business after hours, ribbon cuttings, getting a parade in the float, there's a lot of ways they can contact the chamber.
A float in the parade?
A float in the parade, yes. Not a root beer float, although they could probably find something downtown for that too.
But yes, of course, they can always call the chamber, 701-252-4830. They can stop by our office, 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. Check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. The Buffalo Day schedule is on jamestowncalendar.com. Or you can email me directly, director@jamestownchamber.com.
Always available. Get in touch with them if you have any questions. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.